You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Final guest of today, we've got New Zealand music legend Jay Clarkson here to talk about their new album, Falling Through, under the name Jay Clarkson and the Containers. Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Zach. I'm doing very well on this beautiful blue-skied day.
Oh, it's lovely, eh? It's lovely. You're up the road from Otsipoti, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Waikawaiti.
Oh, my grandma used to be in Waikawaiti. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Are you on Mount Street?
No, but I do know people on Mount Street.
Yeah, that was her spot for ages.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, classic. How long have you been in Waikawaiti for?
Oh, about 7 or 8 years.
Nice. Yeah,
my son and daughter-in-law and grandchild moved out here, so here I am too.
Very fair. It's a lovely spot. It's right next to Karitane. There's some good ice creams from Palmerston you can get. Although I will say the drive between, Wamaru to Christchurch, I feel like it's a pretty boring drive. But around the Waikawaiti area, it's pretty nice. It's pretty chill.
You got it.
And there's some good potters out there as well. Ceramics people.
Yeah, they're excellent. Yeah, they're indeed. And it's a beautiful beach and a beautiful lagoon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot to love about Waikawaiti. Now, before we get chatting about the new album, I want to touch on a band from the 80s, which I've talked to many people about whether they know this band or not, and no one seems to know who they are. They're called All Fall Down. Are you familiar with them?
Oh, I remember the title, but I couldn't give you back history.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
At least you have an inkling of who they might be.
I think there was a guy called Tim might have been in the band.
That's more than I've gotten from anyone else, so I appreciate that.
Sorry. No, I know they were gigging around the same time I was. For some certain clutch of years.
Yeah.
You see posters with their name on.
Now, you're signed on to a New Zealand-oriented record label that's based in Vienna, which is pretty remarkable. Zella Records. How'd that happen?
Yeah. Arno Loeffler.
Great name.
A German chap. He came out for one of the Flying Nun anniversary or festivals, for lack of a better word. Uh-huh. Like the 15th anniversary or something. And as far as I know, that's when he got bitten by the bug, or perhaps he was already bitten by the bug and that's why he came. He was a music journalist at the time. He's also an art historian. He's just kept coming back to New Zealand and decided to he'd like to release some New Zealand music, start a wee label.
That's awesome. You know, I had a guy from Germany who was also very in the scene of Flying Nun back in the 80s and 90s, a guy, Tom Geigentrey.
Oh, yeah.
He's classic. It's a funny little, I guess, cultural exchange going on there, eh?
I don't know.
A bizarre consequence.
Yeah, it's not. We don't play kraut rock really here, do we?
Yeah, true. It's more us absorbing them than. Yeah.
But I know many people who do like it, and I quite like a bit of kraut rock.
I dig it as well. Yeah, I do. To me, Falling Through, having listened to it yesterday, sounds like a testament to longevity and staying alternative. And I want to know, what does the title Falling Through mean to you?
Well. Okay, it means several things. Uh-huh. It's a to do with, you know, with the state the world's in.
Yep.
Currently.
Yep.
That it's like we're falling through.
Yep.
We're falling through the cracks. You know, the lyrics say it all, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many things are falling through all of the cracks. And the wind and rain is hellbound, and no one in this town will escape. It's pretty hard-hitting, the first few verses. Mm. So falling through in that way, you know, the weather and people like Donald Trump, etc. But at the end, I use the phrase or the term more in that we can fall through to beauty, personally.
Yeah.
Become aware of our beautiful world and yep. where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's references to states.
It seems to me there was a bit of politics going on the track. I believe it was. Oh my gosh!
There's a bit of politics in a few of the tracks.
Bit of politics in a few of them, but there was one line I remember that was like, "We don't know who we are," which I thought was
far.
What's sorry? This far,
yeah,
that far.
Song is called Far.
Yes, yes, no, because I felt like that track, there's a lot of different interpretations for it, but for me that kind of reminded me that, you know, New Zealand's still very post-colonial, still figuring out its identity as a nation. That's how I read it. I also read it as
maybe, it's interesting.
An ode to like being in it, to reconnecting with your inner child as well. I read it as those two things.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer not to pin down the lyrics too much. I write fairly fast, and they just seem to come out in this poetical fashion, referencing things I'm aware of and feel. But with Far, it's more cosmic than political, really. Oh, hold on, let me think. So I'm just trying to think of the lyrics. Of course. It's just saying don't get too bogged down. Don't get so bogged down in surviving, making a living and all that stuff. So that to the point where you forget you can have joy in life or just a fucking good time, you know. just don't get too bogged down and serious about making lots of money.
Yes, I agree with that. I think the line on the track that I really enjoyed was, you know, just because you've learned the alphabet doesn't mean you have to forget how to fly.
Yeah.
And the recurring line, you know, we forget who we are, really sticks in my head. I think that's the line I was talking about before.
Yay. And there's a video that Paul Keane from the Bats and Minisnap and Kay Woodward did continuity. We filmed it at Elephant Rocks up by Kurau.
Cool.
Which is, it's really, it's quite a strange, haunting area around there.
There seems to be a little bit of melancholia on here, you know, especially on the track Point to the Sky. There's kind of a desolate tone to some of the music, like you're waiting for someone on the porch at night even though you know they aren't coming back. You know, the distant guitars on Far also contrast with your close voice on the track, kind of reinforce this idea for me that, you know, I also read in the press release that the band is no longer active, so... You know, was that decision made during the recording of the album, or was that kind of an after-the-fact decision?
What?
And the music is reflecting something else. Oh, that the band is no longer active.
And what about the band?
I read in the press release that it's no longer active.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, was that decision made after the fact or during the recording? Did you guys know it was going to be...
Don't speak too fast. I'm a bit deaf. I've been unwell lately, and it's affected my hearing.
I'm sorry.
Well, Alan's he's gone on to playing different instruments, experimenting. I mean, musicians, being in a band is quite a commitment. And a band being together for 3 or 4 years can be, you know, that can be enough, that can be great. You know, you do various things, maybe 5 or 6 years. And then it can get to where we each want to try different things, or people travel, or there's all sorts of reasons. But with the Containers, we'll probably brush the dust off every now and then and do a gig with these songs.
Cool.
And then other than that, got a wee trio now called the Spur Line. And it's myself and Tenzin Mullen and Naz Naharona on drums.
Cool.
Is it on bass? And that's kind of, because I find when with a different lineup, each time it draws out a different aspect of my songwriting.
I think that tends to, you experiment with different people, you see different aspects of yourself.
Just the sound of what other people do just seems to
inspire.
Spark off something.
Totally. What's the go with the song Wakey Wakey World? You know, I love the line that we need to find our way because it might just rain on Sunday. And in my mind, that kind of reinforces the idea of the political stuff we were talking about before. Maybe climate change, the long-term threats we aren't reacting to, you know?
Yeah, and that also does... you were saying, I can't remember which song that... Oh, Far, that you thought perhaps it referenced us being out here in New Zealand way, way far away from everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't on Far, really, but it does on Wakey World. Because here, we've got it pretty good.
Yeah.
We've got it pretty good. And so a lot of the lyrics in Wakey are, you know, no holes in the rooftop, carpet on the floor.
Yeah.
Food in my belly, drink in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but then I also say, but look out, you know. Don't take it for granted.
No, a storm is coming and we need to batten down the hatches.
You
know, as much as New Zealand likes to be involved in so many different things in terms of trade and whatnot, like, we are just so sheltered from everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's a blessing and a curse, I think, in a lot of ways.
Exactly. A mixed, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a mixture of songs on the album. You know, there are those that are pretty solemn. Your Point to the Sky is. That's my son refers to that as the Nick Cave song. I like the Nick Cave song. but I like doing real solemn shit sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good.
Real dark and bloody moody, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually read in, an interview or a profile about you on Audio Culture that you were in Christchurch at a time when it was like, what, the birthday party came into the city?
Yeah,
and there were all these awesome bands that came to town. That must have been an awesome year.
Yeah. The birthday party was something.
Yeah, the energy must have been
crammed into the Gladstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have been something.
Yeah, it was packed so full, and Nick Cave spent quite a bit of the time lying on the stage. And I was standing on a table way down the back because I thought I'll get a good view here, but I still didn't get to see him much. It was really, really, really loud.
Yeah, I bet, eh? I really bet. I think that's that might be all the time we have today.
We're in the
end of the program. But I want to thank you for your time. You guys are playing at Pearl Diver tonight, which is very exciting.
We are. Make clear, we're on first.
Oh, right.
Only because I've been unwell lately, and I don't, you know, this is the first gig I've done in a while since I had a long course of radiotherapy.
Yeah.
I don't want to push it and be playing too late. I'll probably be good as gold. Practices have been going really beautifully.
Nice.
They've just been wonderful. So we're on at 8:30-ish. And Honey Robots will see the evening through after us.
Lovely, fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me, and get better. I really hope you do get better, and it'd be great to see you do more gigs.
Okay, thanks, Zach. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right, folks, that was Jay Clarkson. We're talking to them about their band, Jay Clarkson and the Containers' new record, Falling Through. We're going to play a track from the album now. We've got 1,000 Hours, which I think is my favorite song from the record. Here's Jay Clarkson. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.